How do you now follow up that performance? Is it you put a little pressure on yourself, or you just go do what you do?
Nah, I feel like it's never pressure to say go out and make plays. That's just something that I say, okay, Tim, you know you're going to go out and make those plays. Never second-guess yourself or anything. So I'm not saying this pressure, and I'm not saying, oh, I got to go up and follow up with that, because then you're saying you have to do something. So I'm just going to keep going out playing hard, playing fast, playing together with these guys. And the plays will come. If you're doing your job and you're giving it all you got, respect the game, and the game definitely going to respect you.
With Puz gone, can you set the tempo in that room with that kind of play?
I mean, a lot of people would say, oh, you make big plays and you do this. But, you know, you got to earn the respect of these guys off that field. You got to show them that you're worthy of that respect off the field by doing the small things. So I'm not saying I'm trying to go in and just because I made one week a great game. I'm not saying I'm trying to be the leader of the team or anything like that. But, you know, hopefully if I keep going and keep showing this team that, you know, I can be counted on and off the field, then that's when you start to earn that respect, and hopefully that's what I'll do.
Nobody's really talking about being 218 pounds anymore, are they?
Nah, I mean, that's right now. You know, of course, there's going to be more scrutiny on me now for making those plays, and I accept it. You know, it's going to come, and I'm just ready when it does.
Where does this effusive confidence, fun-loving personality come from? You get it from your mom, or is it developed from hard times, or where did it come from?
I would have to say that's just how we raise. You got to believe in yourself. And then just growing up, nobody expected me to be in this position. I was probably the smallest. I had the game speed over time and things like that. So I began believing in myself. Then people started believing in me, and that's when it started to grow as a player. So I don't know. It's just grown over time, and I've definitely latched on to it.
Dolphins come in with a quarterback who is on the move. They move out of the pocket. He's very accurate there. How much pressure does that put on a defensive back and a linebacker?
I mean, it's always big trying to contain a running quarterback because he can run and then open things up with his arms. So that's going to be big on us trying to contain him. But if we get out there and we play hard and play together and everybody doing their job, we should get the job done.
Any grief from any of the veterans about AFC Defensive Player of the Week, first rookie this year to do it? Anybody have any funny quips for you?
Nah, no one said anything yet. You know, a few players just say, oh, you big time, you know, things like that. But it's definitely just love, everybody saying congratulations. And I'm just saying I thank y'all, because without them I wouldn't have been able to do it.